by throwing it down.
I see.
Because them hoops, well, hardly any of them no bigger than that. Lots of them were, well, they run all the way from that side up. Some of them was fully that big.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, well, I've seen a few that are around three and a half feet through them old big barrel hoops.
Mm-hmm.
Big old large barrel hoops.
I see.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, do you ever seen anything that was, that looked kind of like a barrel, shaped like a barrel, but smaller? I think,
kegs?
Oh yeah. Well, what did they use those for? What came in kegs?
They were used for everything imaginable. We used them to put a small amount of molasses in, called a molasses keg. And my neighbors, and people in general, used them to put wine in. They made homemade grape wine and put wine in. They called them a wine keg.
Mm-hmm.
But they were made originally for molasses and wine and anything that you wanted to put in the way of liquids.
I see.
The little ones are called kegs. The big ones are called barrels.
I see. Well, you know, if a woman was going to take out her wet wash to hang up, what kind of container would she probably carry it out there in?
Clothes basket. Mm-hmm. It's made out of various things. When I was a kid, it was made out of split oak wood, woven.
Mm-hmm.
Now they make them out of plastic.
I see. Well, I mentioned bottling liquid a minute ago. After you, say, put the wine in the bottle, what would you call the thing that you could stick in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from spilling out?
Cap.
That would
cap
be.
Or a cork.
I see.
When I was a kid, they used a cork, and after I got about grown, they brought on the modern beer bottle cap, you know, soda water bottle cap, and they used that and cap them with. They had them little jigs they capped them with. But anyhow.
Have you ever seen any people around here play these instruments? You know, you can play them with your mouth and move them back and forth.
Well, French harps?
Yeah. Did you ever try that?
I never was no French harp player myself. Well, I used to play one when I was a boy and a kid, but I never was no French harp player.
Did you ever see people play these things? They made kind of a twanging noise, and you could pluck them with the your finger on the side of your mouth.
Old youth harps?
Yeah.
I've seen them played. I never did try to play one. It's always too nasty running out.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Well, could you tell me about some different kinds of tools that people would use, you know, for around work around the house or yard work, stuff like that?
Well, I guess I can. I worked on them things for more than 40 years.
I reckon you can.
Well, I grew up in a blacksmith shop. Get me started on that, I'd never know when to quit. They had the old-timey thing they called a side blade. Used before they brought on the one machine to cut things with. And they had another one then, had what's called a cradle on it. You made a stroke and cut your stuff, you cradled it, you picked it up then. The journey had a cradle helper, and he picked it up and tied it up in a bundle.
Mm-hmm.
That was called cradling and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then the first one they had was just a side blade fixed on the end of a pole, and about that long, all depending on the length, someone no longer than that. You take it, you jerk that through the cane and suit and grass or hay or whatever it was, cut it off, and then you'd have to rake it up with a garden rake or pitchfork, something of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
But then that was it.